This is the Just Live podcast with Dan and Susie Potter, episode 23.
How does clarity launch your momentum?
In this episode, we'll help you clarify your why, how, and what.
We begin in 22 seconds.
Live life, see the good days in it, just live. Live life, see the good days, see the good days.
Your life is a remarkable story and adventure that only you can create.
We exist to motivate and equip you to live fully alive.
Today in this Just Live podcast, episode 23, we're talking about how does clarity launch your momentum and clarifying your why, how, and what. We're so glad you've joined us.
My name is Dan.
My name is Susie.
Together we are Doozy. And this year for us is the year of momentum. So we thought we would take the next few weeks and talk about momentum, not just for you, but for us, because we want this year to be fully alive, moving ahead, not just for us, but also for you.
Right. Momentum is a powerful force that can help you achieve your goals and move closer to what causes you to be fully alive. That's mm-hmm. what it's all about. It's the driving force God uses to help you be you and keep you moving forward, even when you encounter obstacles and setbacks. So today we're going to explore your why, your how, and your what.
Now, we have found that momentum begins with clarity. If you desire your life to have momentum, you must have clarity. Your sense of direction, your purpose.
Yep.
Clarity will push you forward, rolling your momentum towards your intentional life direction.
That's right. So to find clarity, it's helpful to have a tool. The one we've chosen that goes so well with this theme is Simon Sinek's Golden Circle.
Oh, I love the Golden Circle.
So to get you started in just identifying your Golden Circle, you need to draw a target with a center circle, a medium circle, and a large circle.
Now let's first zoom in on the inner circle.
The target you're aiming for.
The inner circle is your why. Why are you alive? You got to know your why. You can't move forward unless you know your why.
When we're thinking of the why helps us clarify your purpose, your cause, your belief, or even why you exist. Let's take us for example. Our why, it's love.
Why are we alive? Mark 12, 30 and 31 says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. For Susie and I, that's become our why. Why are we alive? To love.
And it's love in these three directions. Let's unpack these three directions as it applies to us personally. The first is to love God. Why? Because he exudes love. He is a lover. If we press into him, the God of love, that puts us in the love zone. When I think of Ephesians chapter 3, it talks about living in that space of love. And if we were to operate from a place of being completely and fully loved and accepted by God, our lives would be completely different. And that's what I'm aiming to do, to love God, but also to press in the love that God has for me. I've been going through a few devotionals in the morning and soaking in passages from the Bible like Psalm 23. About the God of love. He's like a shepherd and he leads us to the safe place, to the green pastures, to the water. He puts us in a place that's really good for us. He knows us. He loves us. So to love God that really has designed us uniquely, who's knit us together in our mother's womb, who really formed us in that unique way, we press into that God who knows us and loves us. Love God becomes a very different picture when we consider that.
So why are we alive? The first thing is that we love God. The second for us is that we love ourselves. I know so many people, and they can't even say I love myself. And here it is. God created you. You are in the image of God. He sent his son Jesus to die for you. You are incredibly loved. So you need to love yourself. Our why is to love God with everything, but also love ourself. We were created fearfully and wonderfully, and we need to know that full well.
I love what you say, Dan. The best study you can ever have is the study of yourself. And when I hear you say that, I'm like, whoa, yeah, we're kind of complex, especially me. I'm very complex, and I am continually learning more about myself. And as I do, and I'm pressing into that love zone of God, I'm able to embrace the uniqueness of myself and be able to love myself and show up as myself in a unique way.
The actual quote is, one of the greatest studies you can do is the study of yourself.
Okay, did I get that a little wrong?
A little wrong, but okay, it's all right.
We'll take your version of the quote. And the third part of our why, love, it's love God, love ourselves, and love everyone else. Now, this one has to do with, as we are being the people that God made us to be, and we're showing up, ta-da, in the world around us, there is a way that we can love other people. And each of us are going to do that so differently. When we help people find their passion or their passion statement, we find what is unique about us. And then the second part is our desire for others. So you have a unique way of seeing people. You can see what they need. You can see what will make a difference into them. And every one of us see people in a different way. And when we're pressing into the way God really formed us and we're free to be that person, we can really share the love with people. Now, each of us are going to do that differently. I notice people who don't know who they are, who don't know where they fit in the world and like what they have to offer. And I love to journey with people. And the way I can love them is to pour into them, esteem them, and help them be them. That's the way I love people.
So let's back up a little bit. What we're actually talking about here is clarifying your momentum. Susie and I are talking about the way we have clarified by understanding our why. We believe you were created on purpose for a purpose.
Yes.
Your creator loves you and there is a reason, but many people don't know that. They've never answered the why question.
Right.
So if you're going to find clarity, you start off in that very tight little circle of why. For us, it's to love. Love God, love ourselves, love others. You can borrow the same, it can be yours, or you can create your own, but you need to know your why.
This is kind of like your vision. In Proverbs 29, verse 18, it says, without a vision, the people perish. They need that direction. We need that clarity. Tom Steyer said, clarity of vision is the key to achieving your objectives. So if you don't know where you're going, what you're aiming for, what that target is, are you going to get there? The why helps us do that.
Speaking of target, let's move to the next circle out. The center is why. The next one is how.
So this is your specific actions that you take to release your why. This is what sets you apart, what makes you unique. What are your strengths and values that are unique to you? Do you know what those are? Because that will help you understand what to do with your why using the specific gifts and abilities that you have.
Now, if you know Susie and I, you know that we're quite unique. We do some unique things.
We dress alike every day.
This is very unique. And I think what you have to understand is that you also have something very unique about you. How you do your why is unique to you. It isn't something you copy with others. For Susie and I, our how is fully alive.
That's right.
We try to be fully alive on everything we do because, well, the opposite is not very exciting. It's not, I want to be dead around here. No, at the beginning in the garden, there was the tree of knowledge of good and evil, which was death. And there was the tree of life.
Fully alive life.
And God invites us to hang around the tree of life and be life. He came that we would have life. So why not have it?
So in the process of finding our passionality, we talked about that in the last episode, this course that we do, we find our strengths, our abilities, the uniquenesses about us, and we try to find our genius. Do you know what a genius is? It's that thing you have extraordinary capacity to do or be without too much effort. That's your specific thing.
Not everyone is Einstein, but everyone has a genius.
Yes, for me, my genius, I am a connection genius. I love people fiercely and deeply and easily, and my genius is connecting with people. So that is part of my how. I am uniquely wired in that way, and because I can love, and I can love so freely and with so much extraordinary capacity, I love to be in that space that offers something up.
It goes also with the love languages. Because for me, my love language is acts of service. For Susie, it's everything else.
Yep.
So these are unique
touch
things
me,
about
say great
us.
Things to me. Give
I'm
me
the
a
introvert.
Gift.
She's the extrovert. You will notice in these podcasts, she talks a whole lot more than I do. That she has to be doing that. That's what's so unique about her. That's what's so unique about me. It is us being fully alive. That is our how.
Another part of your how that maybe can help you explore your how is what values do you have? What do you give higher priority to? For us, as Dan said, he loves to serve, and I do too. So we love to find things that need to be done or ways we can step in and help. We love to be hospitable, have people over, take people to do adventures. We love that. This is a very high value that we have for adventure, for being with people, for togetherness. And that uniquely makes our how work as well.
But then there's the largest circle. And the largest circle is what? Once you know your why, then you go to your how, and then out there on the edges, that's your what.
Basically, the what is what you have to offer the world. So we love people, and how do we do it? We talk about a few of the ways that we are uniquely wired, but the what we have to offer the world in this season right now for us looks very much like online courses, coaching and mentoring, training, communicating, stepping into the world of people and equipping them and empowering them and helping them discover things for themselves. It's something that we have to offer the world. It's our what.
But it also includes our skills. It
yes.
includes me as a magician or me as a unicyclist or a juggler. It includes Susie as an artist or me as an artist. It includes so many different areas that we offer up to the table to also bring good news into this world.
All right. So we've got this golden circle. Middle is the why, our purpose. The second part out is the how, what's unique about us. What sets us apart. And then we have the what we can offer the world, what we put out there as we connect with people. Let's think about Jesus. What was Jesus's golden circle? What did that look like, starting with why?
Ooh, that's a good question. Jesus's gold circle begins with why, and it's found in John 10:10. I have come that you may have life and have it to the full.
Yes.
He knew why he was here. He was here to give life to us. But if you go on to the how did he do it? Well, he said, I don't do anything without telling stories, telling parables. He was always using a parable to bring about truth. He also mentored 12 guys. He also did miracles. These things were part of his how. But what did he do? Well, in Luke chapter 4, it's very clear that he says, the Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. So you see, there's a what right there.
What does
good
he
news
offer?
To yep. the poor. He sent me to proclaim freedom to the prisoner, recovery of sight to the blind, and set the oppressed free. He was very clear of his why. It was that we would have life, how, storytelling, mentoring, and what. Wow, that's good news, that's freedom, that's recovery of sight, that's setting people free.
I love that. So what about you? Do you know your why, how, and what? The truth is clarifying your why, how, and what. And this takes time, so you must be patient and persistent in your study of you. It's important that you don't get stuck. Keep putting one foot in front of the other, even when progress seems slow. You're not quite sure about yourself, what you have to offer, how you're unique, and trust that every step you take is bringing you closer to your clarity and what's going to bring momentum.
Momentum, it can help you live fully alive as you choose to move closer to fulfilling your purpose and your passion. Yes. Every day. We have chosen the word momentum for a year, but over the next 4 weeks, we're going to be looking at momentum in your life. And we're starting today by helping you say, how do I clarify it? Why? How? And what?
Right? This is the golden circle. So here's the challenge that we give to you this week. We are all unique. And so take time and figure out your why, how, and what portions of this golden circle. And if you need any help in any part of this process, please reach out to us in any of the ways we are connected. We'd love to journey with you through coaching or through discovery of what you actually need so you can clarify your momentum.
And then in the next couple of weeks, we're going to move from clarity of momentum into building. How do you build your momentum with the right rhythms and habits, and then on to how to surround yourself with the right people to help that momentum continue going.
Yep. So we've got a series here at the beginning of this year, but actually it could be done at any time of the year. If you need momentum, here are the few of the ways that we are finding we can have momentum, and we hope you do too.
Now, the one thing you don't want to confuse is momentum with busyness. There's a lot of times we're really busy and we think there's a lot of momentum, but we're not going anywhere. This is not that. This is really pinpointing down like an arrow to a target.
Yes.
This is where I'm going and moving in that direction.
So may you live fully alive.
As you love your life, your world, and your God. My name's Dan.
My name is Susie.
Together we are Doozy. Live fully.
And love fully. Thank you so much for joining us for this Just Live podcast, episode 23, clarifying and launching your momentum with your why, how, and what.
See you next week.
All right, bye.